Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good to see you, sir. Dave saw this, and I happen to see it too. The head of 60 Minutes, Bill Owens, says he will leave the legendary news show because he has lost his journalistic independence.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm curious what that might mean.
Yeah.
Because I think there's some conservative friends of ours listening right now and say, of course.
Aha.
Of course.
He wants to, he's trying to publish the truth, and they're, the bigwigs at CBS are saying no.
And then others might say, well, yeah, Trump's threatening to sue 60 Minutes on a regular basis. He's going after it all the time. Is it that side? Are you kind of looking? I'm looking to
see. I'm just kind of trying to read the Times article here.
Yeah. It's it is rather interesting. I still think, and I get it, it's not Mike, it's not Morley, it's not Ed, but they still do great journalism, in my opinion. And Donald obviously is extraordinarily thin-skinned. But it is this perpetual battle that for some folks who are Republicans will never believe, Adam, that they're getting a fair shake. And let's be honest, for decades, newspapers on the editorial side in this country were heavily weighted to the left, the editorial side. And there are some who felt that will trickle down. And guess what? There were some papers where I felt it trickled down. There were some papers where I still feel it trickles down. But there are so many powerful, right-leaning, uber-successful outlets out there. To say that Republicans don't have a voice, I think, is sticking your head in the sand.
Yeah, it's absurd.
You know? Where do you stand? Because it happened yesterday. Q and I were just coming back from somewhere, and I'm just about to shut the garage door. And a gentleman, young gentleman, maybe in his early to mid-20s, is waving me down from three, four houses down.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to sell me something.
Solar, right?
He's trying. It wasn't solar.
Pest control?
No, garbage.
Gideon Bibles.
New way to pay less for our garbage.
Oh.
Okay.
Metal trash can and a lighter.
Yeah, exactly. Just throw it in the neighbor's yard, right. Apparently.
Yard catapult, like they had on SNL the one time. Yard catapult.
Yard catapult.
The last one was the dead dog.
Oh.
The neighbor's yard. Yard catapult.
Okay, outside of a neighbor's child who you know, or some sweet kid trying to sell you Girl Scout cookies or something, but now it's a young adult trying to sell you a product. You ever going to do it?
Probably not. And I feel for those guys because there's a lot of
too.
We still get a lot of those folks. And it's like it's easier than ever to just ignore those people. Like most of us have Ring door cameras now. And it's like you can pull up your phone and see
Mr.
some
Fancy Pants.
He's got a camera at the door. Just like, ah.
Massive house. Gonna. Yeah. And for me, I was boxed in, man, because the garage door was just about to shut. Hey, sir. And then,
sorry.
Of course, we do business with Sally and Fred and Joni.
Yes.
And half my neighbors, I don't know their names. Yeah. So I don't know. So I didn't go with it. I jotted it down in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I may look it up. Let's go serious here. Where do you stand on the open casket? The Pope, obviously.
The Pontiff.
Is lying open casket. I am personally, you do you, right? I am always very uncomfortable around an open casket.
I am too, but I understand why people do it. And But yes, it's very strange to go to a wake and have the body there lying.
Yeah, I have been at multiple funerals where they have the individual and the casket propped up.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost a good friend years and years ago. And at the wake, I'm walking through and I saw it. I saw the open casket. And I was just like, please, please let me get by.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, that's when the pastor said, okay, we're going to say a few words, and I'm right next to my buddy Bill, and I'm like, you're doing this to me somehow.
Yeah.
You know? Again, people should do what sure. they feel is most
yeah.
comfortable.
How yeah, about it's a me problem. It's not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is agreeing. Adam, who do you think will be playing on Cool 108 in 30 years?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Will we move beyond between like 90s banger rock?
Pink Pony Club. Will we have that playing on Cool 108? By the way, I'm wearing that song out right now.
I haven't even heard it.
Yes, you have.
I don't believe so.
Is it in our
Sing list? A few bars for us, Chad.
Come on. You've heard it over, and I love it. And it's been out, how long has it been out now? It's been out for an extended period of time. Adam, do you think you can get back together with your first love after 40 years?
I'm with my first love.
Yeah? You're the perfect wheelhouse yeah. for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You first met each other when? Elementary school?
We knew of each other. We didn't start dating, though, until, like, high school.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've known her since elementary school.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Now, how likely is it in a different scenario than you? Have you found it, too, Dave? He's looking for. How likely is it you lead your lives, and all of a sudden you come upon each other again, and you fall back in love after 40 years?
I bet you it happens quite a bit.
You think it does?
I think so.
I think you're probably right. Who is Adam really, and why is a segment dedicated to him?
Yeah. That's a great question.
That is a great question.
Only you can answer that. It's not like I force you to have me on the air.
No. The original idea is to get you more on
yeah.
the show.
And to kill a segment.
And, well, obviously, every segment is to get us to 60.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the quest for 60. We
That's
got 60
right.
segments Monday through Friday. Not as much April, May, because yeah. we get a few more Twins games on this shift. But was to get you on, not one, but two program directors were mad at me, and why wasn't it Ask Chad anything. And I said, I talk enough mm-hmm. on this show, and now it's more an excuse for us to still get together.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's not as much ask. Now it's more just a conversation
just talking.
With the three of
yeah.
us. All right, let's pause. More of Ask Adam Anything. Let's go. More texts. Maybe we'll start playing some Lawrence Welk for the boys when we come back. 651-461-9226. You know this one.
I'm not doing it.
It was tremendous when you did.
Thank
it.
You.
I was...
Tingly?
Let's not go that far, but I was heartily impressed.
Great song, by the way.
It is.
Jimmy Webb.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Adam, why is Chad's playlist the same as my teenage daughter's? I love pop music.
I know.
I do.
It's all you always have.
I am not...
nothing to be ashamed
yeah.
of. Why be in a box, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You're downstairs with your ham radio, apparently, not listening to modern music. Oh, I hope we stop those commercials here. I mean, just want to reinforce.
My mom is 80, and that's old for her.
Well, people want to know, how was the birthday?
Fantastic.
You sent me a video. Did you hear her when she was on with us later?
I didn't, no.
Well, she was
I don't listen to your show.
A lot better with us than you, by the way. I encouraged her to take the crew to Spoon and Stable.
Yes.
You know, because she said the Japanese steakhouse, but you sent me the video.
It was
where
fair.
Everybody's singing happy birthday yeah. to her. And I was borderline tearing up because you know I love your mom.
Yeah.
I genuinely think your mom is a 10.
Yeah.
So tell us about it.
Yeah, we went to Osaka in Apple Valley, you know, Hibachi Steakhouse.
Yeah.
I've only been there a couple of times in my life or to a Japanese steakhouse. And it's the perfect.
It's a great birthday place.
Setting for like young and old.
Yeah, it is.
Those guys, the Hibachi Grill guys, are
great
fantastic.
Skill.
Great skills.
Good. Yeah, you need a personality too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was great. I had about 16 gallons of sake too.
Yeah.
Shoot it into your mouth, you know. And
yeah. Were you good at that?
Yeah.
Did you catch the shrimp? Did they flip?
It wasn't shrimp. It was rice balls.
Not going there.
They probably can't do shrimp because you don't know who's got the shellfish allergy.
Yeah.
Anymore, right?
Yeah, Michelle's got
it. Do they even do the flip the tail in the pocket thing?
No.
What kind of place did you go
to? Are you saying my hibachi grill guys were sub?
I think they were.
Did we get an onion volcano? Something?
Yeah, did you get the onion volcano?
Got the onion volcano.
Okay. That's good. And you got the hat. Your mom wore the hat for happy birthday.
The egg spinning trick?
Yep.
Spin the egg on the hibachi, do the ding, 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 ding.
Yum, yum sauce?
Yeah, they poured that in the dish. I'm not a huge yum, yum sauce guy.
I think you need to leave the show right now.
I mean, I like it in minuscule amounts. It's a little too much after a while.
That's why you go to a Japanese steakhouse.
For yum yum sauce?
Dave.
It is called yum yum sauce.
Yeah.
It's a top five condiment in the world of condiments.
It is, and you can't go to a Japanese steakhouse without basically bathing in it. You know, you just, you're like.
That would be something.
You're Michael.
The yum yum bath before you leave.
Yes. Pink Pony Club is almost as good as Ask Adam Anything.
Almost.
All right there. What should I make for a late night dinner to watch the Wolves game tonight?
Well,
hold on a second. That's the appetizer. Okay, the Wild start an hour later.
Unbelievable.
Are you going to stay after both?
I doubt it. I've got an early flight tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Typical. Typical. I think I'm in for both.
Yeah.
So the Wolves, 9:10 at the earliest, probably push back. The other day it was pushed back to 19 minutes. So that could be a 9:20-er. The Wild could be a 10:20. Yeah.
That's late for Vegas. It's 10:20 out there at the 8:20.
Yeah. There's never been, I'm going on record, a local sporting event of this import that has started this late. Right?
I was trying to remember one of the, it must have been NHL game that Wild that got pushed late, but 10:20?
Yeah.
10 even?
Yeah. Lindsay Peterson's chiming in. Normally, Lindsay has a good note. Okay. The NBA is fining our guy, Ant Edwards, for when he was talking with the crowd.
Yeah.
He initially said $200 million. I think he was talking about Rudy. Because they were ripping Rudy.
Yeah.
He's got $200 million. Then he added, my you-know-what is bigger than yours.
Oh.
So Ant, who's never shy in bragging about parts of himself.
$200 million fine.
It would be more impressive was $50,000 for talking about the size of his.
Junk.
Yeah, his junk.
Can't wait to hear this in Mark Fry's news.
Yeah, Mark Fry, work this in. I really can't wait for. Who we got tonight? We got Leah working the sidelines. My friend Leah of 35 years. Does she have to work this in? Yeah, Ant needs to be a little more judicious.
Yes.
A little more judicious. There are times when I'm amused by it. Like if you saw this one, I'm a little more amused. But you still can't be saying it.
No.
You just can't. Okay, I want you to chime in because this is going back to the not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six Teslas. And I was highly critical. I think charges absolutely should be filed. So, Chad, are you saying that people can't make mistakes and be given a chance to reform themselves? With many jobs, you get charged with a crime, you lose your job. How can he pay restitution then? I think he has to do both. I think he has to pay restitution. And I didn't say Stillwater. I didn't say a public hanging.
No.
But if for like a month or so, he gets to work, and then he gets to sleep at the Plymouth Workhouse?
Mm-hmm.
I think there should be some legal punishment to that. Do you?
100%. And I was saying the same thing. I'm not saying lock him up. I'm saying charge him with the crime that he committed.
That's it. 100%. Now, again,
like six cars. It's not one car you need to, you know.
$20,000 worth of damages, yeah. You know. And, by the way, a lot of people are falling on political lines on this, too. They just are. Somebody says, I'm sure there's been a West Coast baseball game that had a rain delay. I'm not talking a rain delay.
Yeah.
I'm talking it's
I'm not talking
scheduled.
About rain delay. I'm not talking about practice.
I'm not talking practice. This is scheduled for this time. You got 10 seconds. How excited are you for not one, not two, but three Phish concerts at Hollywood Bowl.
It's fantastic. Also going to see Dodgers and Pirates at Dodger Stadium.
Willie Stargell.
Yeah.
Nice.
Kent Tekulve.
Kent Tekulve. Maybe the ghost of Roberto Clemente. All right, we'll miss you. Be well.
Yep.
Let's pause for CBS, Mark Fry, and maybe his comments about Anthony Edwards' fine.